Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Peter Saul, a renowned bad boy of painting whose eye-popping works mix the sublime with the subversive with the intent of offending and pleasing his viewers all at the same time. Peter was born in San Francisco and discovered art in the late 40s while in boarding school, mostly through pictures in Life magazine and from the one art book his mother had given him before he left home. These reproductions fueled his dream to make art and infuriated his parents, who saw his desire as sort of a family tragedy. Peter held his ground, however, and his parents finally agreed to let him study at the California School of Fine Arts from 1950 to 1952, after which he transferred to Washington University in St. Louis to spend 4 years working on his master's degree in painting. Throughout his student years, his imagination was inspired by 1940s comic books such as Crime Does Not Pay and Plastic Man. After graduating, Peter headed off to Europe, where he worked on adopting a brushy, abstract expressionist style that combined elements of both Pollock and de Kooning. By his own admission, it was an attempt to be true to modernism rather than to himself. After a year or so, he dropped that approach and concentrated on images that excited him more, images from the pages of romance novels and Mad magazine. In Paris, fellow artist Bob Matta introduced Peter's comic-laced works to the dealer Alan Frumpkin, who was in Europe scouting for emerging artists who he could add to his gallery for a pop art flair. In 1961, Frumpkin gave Peter his first one-person show at the Alan Frumpkin Gallery in Chicago, followed in 1962 by twin shows at the Galerie Breteau in Paris and the Frumpkin Gallery in New York City. Peter was quickly classified as a pop artist in the art press, attracting both the public and collectors with his considerably wilder version of the pop genre. Drawing imagery from the underbelly of popular culture, Peter explored the violent and vulgar nature of the human condition. He mixed comic book aesthetics and tasteless subject matter before anyone else dared to, and he adopted a formula for choosing his subjects that was unheard of. He called it picking an enemy to react to. Art critic John Yao wrote, "In each painting, Peter gives us the juicy details, the sex, mayhem, and violence, all precisely and lovingly depicted with hair-raising glee, and he ramps up the tension to a near fever pitch with jarring, manic palettes." In 1964, Peter left Paris and settled in the San Francisco Bay Area, where he lived and taught for 11 years. During this time, he began highly personal interpretations of the Vietnam War, as well as agonized psychological portraits of politicians and other personalities, in a very tight linear style that used Day-Glow colors and acrylics. He was loosely affiliated with the other Bay artists and participated in the now-famous 1967 Funk Show. While teaching at the University in Texas in the 1980s, his content diversified and his style focused on ever more glamorous treatments of low subjects. Critic Holland Carter lovingly referred to Peter as a serial offender in violation of good taste. Peter, in many ways, was the art world's Lenny Bruce. There was no such thing as off-limit material or taboo subject matter. This, of course, has invariably resulted in his alienation from what he terms the official world of art. In the increasingly politically correct cultural climate, Peter's Day-Glow, Bruegel-esque vision has significantly cooled his reception among American curators, critics, and collectors. Peter freely admits that he has traveled this path at his own expense. "It's true," he says. "I'm not aware of anybody in the art world wanting to talk to me particularly. But there are slow, steady sales to a small group of collectors. This is a nice thing for a college teacher. I paint a picture, roll it up in a tube, send it over, and get $10,000 back. Modest, but real." Like the ornery Mark Twain, Peter Saul is something of an American original. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.